Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Alan Minskoff with me. He's a contributor to Audiophile. Hi, Alan, and Happy New Year. I haven't talked to you since the new year.
Yeah, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. So do you have a theme this week?
We have three food books, or books roughly around food. One is about fruit, and two novels, both remarkable novels. And it's a very good week.
Okay, so where are we beginning?
We're going to begin with an anthology, a long-running anthology, and this is the Best American Food Writing 2023. And it is really a good year for it because Mark Bittman of The Times is the guest editor, and he did some remarkable things. He found stuff all over that I would have never thought to look for even. He found pieces from High Country News, the Journal of Public Health, as well as more likely places like Eater, Grub Street. So it was a fascinating, I'm going to teach it. I liked it so much that I'm going to teach it this spring in my journalism class.
And so because it's a book of essays around food and food culture, I'm assuming there are multiple readers as well.
There are really almost a dozen readers. And some are wow. Real, they are, and they're all good, but some are extraordinary. In fact, Nikki Masood's narration of Anya Bredzin's Borderlines is in and of itself worth the time to listen to, even if you never listened to anything else from this anthology. She has a silky voice, and she really gets that European food culture, Turkey, Greece, that whole part of the world that Van Bredzin is so familiar with.
And the Best American Food Writing, obviously, it is about food, but it's really about food in our culture, the culture of food and how food operates as cultural capital.
Very much so. It's also about people who write about food. There's a remarkable piece about Lindsey Green's effortless anonymity about being the first Black food reviewer for the Detroit Free Press, the first restaurant critic. And it is very well read. It's something you wouldn't normally think would be in this kind of anthology. It's very personal. It's very much about journalism. It's also about culture and the city of Detroit.
Excellent. So I always like reading the Best American Food Writing when it comes out, because it's the kind of book that you can just have and you can listen to or read depending on your druthers. And you can just take these lovely bites. It's like a meal.
It's so true. A couple that I should mention, Dylan Moore reads a remarkable story by Kate Silber called You Don't Look Anorexic. And it is about the other side of anorexia, which are people who are heavy and have eating disorders. And it's a real eye-opener. And I found it not only persuasive, but disturbing in a way that the best writing always is.
And you got a selection for us to listen to. What is it?
We are going to listen to Nikki Masood reading from Borderlines, the Anya von Bremsen. Who's a very well-known food writer. And I actually reviewed, and we may have even talked about, the book that came out of this article, which was National Dish.
Oh, yes. Okay. So this is from the Best American Food Writing 2023. It's edited by Mark Bittman and Sylvia Killingsworth.
For the past several years, I've been researching a new book on food and nationalism. And soon after wrapping the text, I decided it was finally time for a visit. Like all food-obsessed pilgrims to Antep, as the locals call Gaziantep, I'd come for kebabs of grass-fed lamb, lahmacun, flatbreads with toppings, blistered in wood-fired ovens, and tiny bulgur dumplings bobbing in yogurt soup. Less blithely, I hoped to break bread with Syrians making a go of it. I wanted to learn how the new arrivals, most from war-ravaged Aleppo, once Syria's largest city 61 miles south, are reshaping the food culture of this singular borderland.
Okay, so first of all, I'm ready to go to Turkey. Second of all, the food sounds delicious, but but it is so interesting. I mean, of course, cultures are always combining, and we really see that so often at the table.
It's so true. It was kind of, I remember when you and I were discussing borscht without a tea, and is it really Russian or is it really Ukrainian? And she wrote about that in National Dish. This is her interest, is where borders are blurred. And it makes her writing about food mm-hmm. very unique and very interesting, because you will learn that so many cultures claim the same thing and they all do it a little differently.
And you're also right about Nikki Massoud. She is absolutely convincing in this.
I think she has a lovely voice too.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, that is The Best American Food Writing 2023 by Mark Bittman and Sylvia Killingsworth. They're the editors, and it is read by a dozen great narrators. That is a good way to begin. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Brilliance Publishing. And don't forget to follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating on Apple. It really, really does help other people who love audiobooks to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.